The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, please accept our condolences on the demise of Hazrat Abu Talib, the father of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the supporter of the Prophet Muhammad. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi. The title of his speech is Ali's Views Towards Abu Talib.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for remembering our seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, whose Shahadat anniversary we are commemorating, combining that with the wafat of the father of Imams, Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. I would like to begin with the narration about Hazrat Abu Talib as the father of the Imams. And I would like to put that in a context which you might be familiar with that, and that is the concept of takfir. Let me, narrate to you a very interesting narration. This is from Karajaki, who was a Shia alim of the 4th century, a student of Sheikh Mufid and Sayyid Murtaza, a very well-known theologian in his own right, and he has a book which has survived. Originally, he's from Tripoli, Lebanon, Sham, those days. And so he's from the Shami background. And in his book, through his narration, the sources that he has, and I've gone through each one of the link in that chain of transmission, which are all okay and acceptable, he goes all the way to Mufaddal bin Umar al-Ju'fi, who narrates from the sixth Imam, who narrates from his father, who goes to the fourth Imam, to the third Imam, to Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then he says, this is where Imam Hussain alayhi salam is narrating. Then my father one day was sitting in the area where he would meet the people. So people were around him. فَقَامَ إِلَيْهِ رَجُلٌ A person stood up. They were asking questions. Ali was responding to that. And this fellow stands up and he says, يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّكَ بِالْمَكَانِ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَكَ اللَّهِ That you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you have a status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you there. You are now Khalifat al-Muslimin, you are Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are leader of the Muslim Empire of the time. وَعَبُوكَ مُعَذَّبٌ فِي النَّارِ While your father is being punished in Jahannam. So basically, trying to taunt Amir al-Mu'mineen that you are at this stage, this status in this dunya, whereas your father is being punished finnar in the fire of Jahannam. What is the response of Ali? Immediately he says, Mah, faddallahu faak. And I'm giving you a proper literal translation. Nonsense. May Allah break your teeth. For even uttering these words. Then he says, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا That I swear in the name of God who raised Muhammad as a true Nabi and a prophet, لَوْ شَفَى عَبِي فِي كُلِّ مُذْنِبٍ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ لَشَفَعُ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ In the name of the God who raised Muhammad as a true prophet, if my father interceded for every sinner on the face of the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his shafa'at and his intercession. And then he says, أبي معذب في النار وابنه قصيم النار والجنة. You think my father will be, you know, punished in Jahannam, whereas his son, referring to himself, is قصيم النار والجنة. I will decide who is going to the heaven and who is going to the hell. Ali is not diplomatic here. And when he says that I am قصيم النار والجنة, people have a problem with that. They say, oh no, he's become God now. What? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving that power to make that decision to Ali and Rasul, what problem do you have in that? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was asked about it, that we hear that Ali is qasimun nari wal jannah. What do you have to say about it? And he gave a very good interest, you know, answer there. He says, you know, have you heard this hadith of Rasulullah, where he says to Ali, Ya Ali, la yuhibbuka illa mu'min wa la yubghidhuka illa munafiq. Don't you believe in this hadith that, oh Ali, nobody will love you but a believer, a mu'min, and nobody will hate you but a munafiq, a hypocrite? And they said, yes. Then Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, where will the munafiq go? They said, he will go to Jahannam. Where will the mu'min go? They said, he will go to Jannah. He says, that's the meaning of qasimun nari wal Jannah. Even if you don't take it literally that he is going to say, you go here or you go there, he says, the love and hatred of Ali will become the measure and the standard of where the people will go to Jahannam or Jannah. Amir al-Mu'mineen continues his response. وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ. By the God who raised Muhammad on the basis of truth. Inna nura abi talib yawm al-qiyama la yutfi' anwar al-khala'iq illa khamsa anwar. It says, on the day of judgment, the nur of Abu Talib will overpower the nur of all the people, except five. And who are those? This is five nur that will be even more powerful than that of Abu Talib. He says, Nur Muhammad, wa Nur Fatima, wa Nur al-Hasan, wa Nur al-Husayn, wa Nur waldihi min al-A'immah. He doesn't include in himself out of, you know, humility, but he's there, of course. If Hasan and Hussein are there, or Fatima are there, you know, Ali would be there, because the Nur of Ali is part of the Nur of Muhammad. Ala inna nuruhu min nurina. He says, the nur of Abu Talib will be from us. Khalaqa Allahu min qabli khalqi Adam bi alfa am. You know, our anwar and our lights were created long, long before the physical creation of Adam alayhi salam. And so this is where we see that when we talk about Abu Talib, you know, history really has been very unfair. And that's why he is known in some of the writings of the Shia ulama as Mazloom Tariq. History has been unfair to Abu Talib. His contribution is great, Abu Talib and Fatima bint Asad. It is to their credit that all their children and descendants in generation after generation were among those who supported the cause of Islam, sacrificed for Islam. If you look at Karbala also, all the shuhada of Banu Hashim are actually the shuhada of Ali Abi Talib. They are not from other, you know, lines of Banu Hashim. They are all from Abu Talib. And this is where we see even the imamate continues among his children. He is the father of the imam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.